With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police say an illegal immigrant is under arrest for the rape and murder of a Maryland woman last August. Harford County Sheriff Jeffrey Goller said 23-year-old Victor Hernandez was arrested Friday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and is awaiting extradition. Rachel Moran, a 37-year-old mother of five, had been reported missing on August 5th of last year. Hernandez is also linked to a home invasion and assault in Los Angeles and the 2023 murder of a woman in his native El Salvador. California authorities evacuate 1,200 people as a wildfire spreads over thousands of acres 60 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Kenichi Haska with L.A. County says the wind gusts were around 50 miles an hour.
It makes it challenging, basically, for water drops. As you can imagine, helicopters or airplanes trying to drop fire retardant or water on a fire, and when it's windy, it pushes the, either it just sprays the water everywhere else or that we don't need it. So that's been a challenge, putting, you know, water on the ground from our aircraft. And it additionally makes it spotting. What we call spotting is when you get those ambers that can reach up to a mile away from where the fire where it originally started.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says illegal immigrants are stealing jobs and government resources.
Millions of illegal aliens are pouring in and they're taking your jobs. The black community is being hurt more by the illegal aliens, 16, 17 million. They're taking your jobs. You're down 6, 7% from where you were just 3 years ago with me.
President Trump took part in a roundtable discussion in Detroit with black residents.
We've done more for, and I say this, I say it proudly, more for the black population than any president since Abraham Lincoln. That's a big statement.
This is SRN News. A court battle over a T-shirt continues. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
There are only two genders. Those are the words emblazoned on a shirt worn by 7th grader Liam Morrison during a school day at Nicholas Middle School in Middlesboro, Massachusetts last year. School officials kicked him out for a violation of the hate speech code. Now two courts have ruled the schools were in the right. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Morrison, says there will likely be an appeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The California Senate approves a bill that would ban school districts from requiring teachers to notify parents if their child asks to go by a new pronoun in the school. The legislation applies to any policy that requires school staff to disclose a student's sexual orientation or so-called gender identity to anyone, including their parents, without the child's permission. It now heads to the state assembly. This is SRN News. The UK's Princess of Wales makes her first appearance in public since her cancer diagnosis.
Britain's Princess of Wales has attended Saturday's Royal Trooping the Colour ceremony, her first public appearance since her cancer diagnosis. The 42-year-old princess travelled by horse-drawn carriage from Buckingham Palace with her children, George, who's 10, Charlotte, 9, and 6-year-old Louis. She watched the ceremony from a building overlooking Horse Guards Parade, a ceremonial parade ground in central London. The annual event was also a show of stability by the monarchy after months in which both the King and Kate, wife of heir to the throne, Prince William, have been sidelined by cancer treatment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The National Hurricane Center is keeping an eye on a new tropical disturbance forming out in the Atlantic. They say the storm could form into a more serious storm system by mid-next week. More at SRNnews.com.